Yeah, God is good. If you've got your Bibles, turn to a couple of well-known chapters. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. We're carrying on today with our series on the kingdom of God. Jesus is Lord, Lord of our lives, Lord of our fellowship. We want God's kingdom to come. Your kingdom come. That's what we want. We want God's kingdom to come. And this is what it's all about. And we're talking today about hospitality. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It's a well-known bit here. And it says this. They devoted themselves. This is the disciples and those who'd been saved. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. What we're doing here today. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. And then into 1 Peter chapter 4. The heading is living for God. That's the heading, living for God. Are we living for God? God wants us to live for him in every aspect of our lives. Living for God. Verse 1 says this. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude. Because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans chose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. You mightn't have done all those things, but you've still lived in the past. You've still had those baggage of things that you've done, right? If you've done any of those things, well, you know you've done them, but they're in the past. Let them go. They think it is strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation, and they heap abuse on you. Why aren't you doing this? Why don't you come and do that? But they will have to give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached, even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to men in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. The end of all things is near. If it was near then, it's a darn sight nearer now. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering his grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. That's a fantastic passage of scripture, that. Really is. We saw there, and read it in Acts there, that they had all things in common. They shared their lives together. This word tribe has been mentioned on a number of occasions. A tribe for each other. That's what it really means. If we're together in a group, if you're part of a team, if you're part of a group that's working together, you're for each other. You defend each other. You bless each other, you help each other, you're there for each other. And that's what we are as a body of believers. And that's what they were. Everything was in common, yeah? I might own my car, I might own my house, but you own it too. It's all for you, as it is for me, right? If you want to borrow something, then you just come and borrow it and take it. And we do that to each other, yeah? Someone might have a set of tools. I always tell this story that when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Martin about my ladders, because I have an odd set of ladders. Because Martin borrowed me ladders and I got one half back and not the other half. That was Martin. Those who know Martin, that was typical of him, yeah? But we're all things in common. I'm not holding it against him. We share together. Everything is for each other. So if you need something, you ask for it and we give. You see, it's about giving support and care for each other. Looking out for each other. And that's what we need to do. So I don't want anyone thinking nobody cares for me. Nobody knows about my situation. Nobody knows about my need. If you've got a need and a situation, you've got people here who want to help you. We are a group of people. We're together as a tribe, and we want to help you in every aspect. I can ask people here today to stand up and give testimony of what God has done just in the last couple of weeks in amazing ways. I'm not going to embarrass those people. They know who they are. But God has done amazing things. He's broken in. Big financial things, yeah? Big provision things. Our God is a providing God. He's a caring God, and he cares for you. So it's not just for somebody else. So if you're needing anything, ask, yeah? Ask, and it will be given to you. So we're here for you. And if you've got something and you feel God's urging you to do it, then try it. Try reaching out, yeah? Try reaching out. Practice it. Begin to practice amongst other people what you've got, that gift that you've got. Don't wait. Just do it. And the simplest of things can very often be the most blessed things you can ever do. I just always remember years ago, this is something that sticks with me, happened a long time ago in a church in Liverpool when a young couple just recently got married, invited me and Chris for lunch. So we went for Sunday lunch. And Sunday lunch in those days was a roast dinner, yeah? It was normally soup, a roast dinner and rice pudding. Right? I grew up on rice pudding, yeah? What's for pudding, Mum? Rice pudding. And when we went there, we went for lunch and they gave us beans on toast. And it was a little bit of a shame, but we didn't say, we want beans on. Where's the roast beef and the two veg? They gave us out of what they had. The heart was there. The love was there. Yeah. Don't despise those small things. And we didn't in any way. So it's the heart attitude, the desire to bless. And I don't care what you've got. You've got something to give. The Bible says a cup of cold water in my name. Thank the person who brought that cup of cold water today. And I didn't do that deliberately to say, give me a cup of cold. I really was needing a drink. But that's the level, right? We can go to a cup of cold water in my name. You don't know what that's going to do. You don't know what blessing that's going to bring. So don't say you've got nothing, or my house isn't up to that standard, or my food preparation isn't up to that standard, or my car can't give a lift to somebody else, or I can't do that for somebody else. What you've got in your hand is what you can do. And with an OCF, there's always opportunity, the opportunity to do meals for people when people have had babies and stuff like that, yeah? Or when someone's been in hospital. Jane looks after that and it's brilliant what Jane does. But I know on a number of occasions, Jane is struggling to get people just to do meals for people for a week or a fortnight, yeah? And I'll tell you this, I've sometimes said, well, I'll do a meal, Jane, and I can't cook for toffee, yeah? I know my wife is a brilliant cook, but I can't cook for toffee. So what did I do? I just go to Boots or to M&S and get a meal for two. You know, and you can do that. It's a simple thing. You can serve in that way, yeah? And it can work. So let me encourage you in that. Don't think, oh, I can't, you know, I'm not really good at cooking. Well, you can do something to give as part of the group and as part of the tribe. That opportunity. Blessed to be a blessing is that phrase that keeps coming over and over again to us, doesn't it? Blessed to be a blessing. We are so blessed. You are so blessed as an individual. You are so blessed, and we need to bless others with that blessing that God has put on us. So it's to us as OCF, but it's also to those outside. God's kingdom is not just coming here into us. We're not going to just keep it just to ourselves. Yeah, my little king. Yeah, it's okay this morning for God to bless us and God's Holy Spirit. I want more of you. I want more of you. What are you going to do with it? You're going to take it home and say, well, I'll keep it till next week. Bring it next week. Oh, here we are. Oh, a bit more, God. You know, what are you going to do with it? The idea of getting more of God and more of God and more of his blessing is that you go out with it, that you take it outside. That's what we need to do. I read a great quote this week from somebody called Wanda Bressensetter. Look it up on the internet. She does a lot of work in the States. I'd never heard of her before. But this is what it says. It's a profound statement. It says this: as you go about your day, you may be the only Jesus some of your friends, neighbors, and family will see. Yeah? As you live your life, every day, you may be the only Jesus some of your friends, neighbors, and family will see. The only Jesus. And what are people seeing when they see you? Are they seeing Jesus in what you do, in the way you live, the way you approach, the way you help, your attitude? Don't always get it right. Ask my family. They'll tell you I can blow it big style. Yeah, very often do. But that isn't my desire. My desire is to go out and serve. Some of you have heard of Dan Gower. Who remembers Dan Gower? He was here probably about 10 years ago, would you say? I think it was 10 years ago. He was the president of the Christian Union. Must be at least 10 years.
Oh, probably only about 5 years.
Is it? Anyway, well, anyway, never mind. Doesn't matter. Dan married Grace Gower, and they got married. They live in Chesterfield now, and he's actually pioneered a church there called Redeemer. I think it's called Redeemer Church. I'm not sure. But anyway, Dan went to Calais in October, and he wrote this blog. And I'll just read this blog because it really just blessed me as well. And it's on the same sort of theme. It says this. He said, "My final take home from going to Calais is this. We need to change our attitude and approach to treat people as people in the midst of loving people, to direct them towards the hope that we have in Jesus. More often than not, we spend all our time with people like us. And as a result, we love those like us and struggle with anyone who is different. The call of Christ is to share his love, not just with our mates, but with those who are not like us, to love those vastly different. In order to change, we have to be intentional." What's your intention when you leave here today? Stay the same or to do something different? "In order to change, we have to be intentional in whom we hang out with. Be willing to take some risks, to be generous and to bless people. Even if their lives look so different, we have to be the ones who bring hope by telling them of the Saviour of the world. Because asylum in the UK or France will not meet their deepest needs, but meeting Jesus will. People meeting you and me might be the only opportunity people get to meet Jesus." Yeah? What are we doing with what God's given us? The phrase we know about Moses, I've already quoted it. What have you got in your hand? What have you got in your hand? That's what God said to Moses, didn't he? What have you got in your hand? "I've got this bit of wood, it's a staff, it's a stick." And God said, "Well, with that, go and rescue my people, all million of them, however million they were, go and rescue them with what he had in his hand. Are you joking? Go and do it." To the young boy with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he was willing to give his lunch up, yeah? There's a lad here with 5 loaves and 2. Well, hang on, this is my lunch. Hang on, it's mine. Are you possessive with your possessions? Are you so possessive with what you've got that it's just become so precious that you can't let it go? That boy could have said, "I'm taking me lunch. Hang on, this is my lunch." He gave it to Jesus, and we know what happened. What about the widow and the 2 mites? What have you got in your pocket? What have you got in your bank balance? Yeah? What have you got? 2 mites? It was looked upon. What's that? Forget it. It was all that she had, and she gave all that she had. Yeah? God's not asking you to be stupid, but he's asking you to be generous. He's asking, can you give? What have you got? Some have got more than others. Give it if you can. Don't underestimate what you've got and what you can give. Beans on toast or a cup of cold water. A word of encouragement. I heard that text from Vicky. It was just a word. It was nothing. I didn't feel this massive power of the Holy Spirit. It was just a word to a person. It obviously had an impact. I didn't know it was going to have that level of impact. But it was just there. You can do the same. God can use every single one of us. A word of encouragement. You know the story of the sheep and the goats. Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me. How many times have you just walked by somebody in the street, you know, almost fall off the end of your shoe? What's that, you know? That's the way sometimes people treat others, don't they? We shouldn't be like that. What you do for the least of these, you do it for me. Jesus, what did he do? He stooped and washed the disciples' feet. Imagine that. Imagine that. Jesus stooping and washing the disciples' feet. He'd do the same, you know, for us. He would do the same for us. I can't think really of anything worse than washing somebody's feet, can you? It's not something you'd really like to happen, is it? My feet aren't the most beautiful thing in the world. I won't be the first one queuing up to wash my own feet, never mind anybody else's. But Jesus stooped. Yeah. That was so powerful. He stooped. And he stoops to you and me today, not just to wash your feet, to wash all of you, as Peter said. Remember the woman washing his feet with her tears? What hospitality that was. The guy who had the big feast hadn't done it. You haven't done it. What have you done? You haven't washed my feet. This was the tradition in that day. You've never made me welcome. You haven't welcomed me in. And she was washing his feet with her tears. See, hospitality, we shouldn't think of, oh, inviting somebody round for a meal, inviting someone round for tea or something. It's more than that. It is that, but it's more than that. It's welcome. It's openness. It's going into the highways and byways. It's serving others. Inviting somebody maybe for a coffee who wouldn't. Doing something for somebody. Baking a cake. I don't know what it is. Doing an act of kindness. Hospitality. Making somebody feel really, really welcome. When people come into our meetings, do they feel welcome? We should welcome people in. Just welcome everybody in, whoever they are. Just welcome in hospitality. Are we open in that way? There's lots of opportunities for you. Just thinking about my mum this week, and I can think back into the 1950s. It must have been mid-50s. My mum and some other friends from the church used to run a children's meeting in the Dingle. That's where I grew up, and it was a rough old area. And I just remember going to those children's meetings, and there was literally hundreds of kids packed in there. The reason they were coming in the hundreds was because it was like a soup kitchen. I remember my mum making soup and stew and all sorts. They used to feed the kids with bread. They used to get loaves of bread. I can just picture it now. An illustration. This was the 1950s, late 50s going on, and it was hundreds of kids being fed. 60 years later, what have we got in Ormskirk? A food bank. You can't believe it, can you? You cannot believe the people in our own town, in our own area, are having to come to food banks. An opportunity there for us, and made up the churches together, have done that and brought it together, and it's happened. Just a simple way that you can serve and help. Debt advice. Brian, as you know, is part of Debt Advice, which is absolutely a brilliant thing. So many people are just saddled with debt, and we can help by just, you know, giving them opportunity to put things right. If you're in a situation where you need help, ask. People are here to help you. There's people who can deal with those sorts of issues and want to deal with those sorts of issues. Street pastors. What a brilliant thing it is that we can just go out onto the streets and just be there for people. People who are just totally drunk. People who've been beaten up. You know, people who are lost. People who are in the gutter, literally. Just to be there. Opportunities to serve. Let me just give you another call. It's been on the notice sheet for a week. If you could give one night a month, that's all. Not every week, one night a month. Andrew Lee has been out 2 weeks on the run now. That's the servant heart in Andrew. And he'd go out next week as well. He won't let me go out at the moment. Don't know why, but he won't. But that's what he's doing. He's doing his extra. Yeah, why? Because he's got a care and a compassion. And he's probably... I know I'm embarrassing you, yeah. But you know what I feel like. But it's the truth. It is the truth. We need people to do it. Could you do it? It's not maybe not everyone's cup of tea, but it's there. Sue talked about kingdom expression. What a lovely phrase that is, kingdom expression. I want to express the kingdom of God. Do you want to express the kingdom of God in your life? I want to be an expression of God's kingdom. Yeah, I want to be an expression of God's kingdom. What better thing could we have? I'm just thinking of getting a t-shirt with kingdom expression. People say, what on earth's that? And we could, are we expressing the kingdom? Even though sometimes you get it thrown back in your face. Yeah, what have you got to give here and inside? Let's just close our eyes for a moment. I came across this prayer this week. It's a prayer we used to say in the Boys' Brigade years and years ago. I just saw this prayer and I thought, Lord, this is what I should be. And it said this, Lord, teach me to be generous, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labour and not to look for any reward save that of knowing that I do your will. Lord, just help us, each one, Lord, to express your kingdom amongst ourselves here, but out into the wild world, the real world, outside of these four walls, Lord. We want to be people who make a difference, who impact our community. And Lord, yeah, we long for your kingdom to come. We long, Lord, for us to be in that place, Lord, where we can express your kingdom to the way you want it to express it in the fullest possible way. Lord, will you help us? Will you give us opportunity this week, Lord, to demonstrate the hospitality of your kingdom in whatever way that is? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.